And we're going to hear some reaction now from those in the audience and beyond. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Cairo.
The president got a standing ovation at Cairo University as he wrapped up his speech. Someone yelled, "We love you." And in the only departure from his prepared remarks, the president said, "Thank you." Outside the hall, students took group photos to mark the event. After such high expectations and fears that the president would disappoint, Egyptians welcome Mr. Obama's outreach, says Mahmoud Abbaza, the head of the WAFT, Egypt's oldest political party.
I think he was calling for a new start. As a start, I think it's a success.
The rousing speech in the heart of the Arab world was punctuated with quotations from the Quran. The audience gasped, then wildly applauded when Mr. Obama said he was bringing greetings of peace from American Muslims, and he used an Arabic phrase, "Assalamu alaikum," peace be upon you, to address the audience. Nada Maher, a political science major and a skeptic before the speech, says she was won over by the president's openness to Islam.
It was significant to use peace upon Muhammad, salamu alaikum, a lot of parts from Quran. It means for us that it's a new approach, and he especially understands where are we coming from.
Maher says she heard in the speech a sense of shared values, including a repudiation of repressive regimes in the region.
His criticism to authoritarian regimes really touched my heart because we suffer from it.
But her views were not shared by some of the dissidents and activists in the audience at the invitation of the White House. Mahmoud Salem, an Egyptian blogger known as Sand Monkey, gave the president's speech high marks for opening a dialogue, but on the president's political promises, he was more reserved.
All in all, in terms of a speech, great delivery. In terms of substance, especially human rights, for example, he's not really going to be hammering on it because it was good diplomatic relations stuff.
Across the political spectrum today, similar reactions to the speech, a sense that the president brought a dramatic change in tone, but judgments are still reserved on the hard issues that separate American foreign policy from Arab and Muslim interests. In one of the many open letters before the president's visit, a columnist reminded Mr. Obama that to win hearts, he had to win minds first. Publisher Hisham Qasem, part of Egypt's opposition movement, noted that the president touched on all the issues that are important without giving specific details on how to deal with them.
It's a declaration of goodwill, but it's not a policy speech. There's very little to hold Obama accountable to in the future on anything he said.
Deeds, not words, is an often repeated phrase, says Qasem. This was one speech, an important one, but more must follow to engage the country.
The Egyptian street, tomorrow everybody's going to be back to business. This is not engaging like 95% of the Egyptian population. There was just the hype, the excitement. But tomorrow it's business as usual.
Today, no one in Cairo could miss that President Barack Obama was in town. Cairo's main streets were nearly empty until nightfall as police fanned out across the city for Obama's address and his visit to a medieval mosque and then the pyramids. A headline in Ad-Dastur, an opposition newspaper, captured the aggravation of ordinary Egyptians. Today, Obama visits Egypt after evacuating it of Egyptians. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Cairo.